Bighorns in Alaska, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday, we left seasoned hunter Kenton Claremont and his brother looking at two sheep in Alaska. They had glassed them from a pretty good distance and decided to move in on them. It was quite a challenge because they were 10 days into a 12-day hunt and had to make it to a landing strip some distance away where they would fly out.
So we took off after these sheep, and once we got down to the flat, we just dropped all our gear, grabbed our sleeping bag, a tent, just in case we had to stay the night in pursuit of these sheep, and took off after them. And we got on them. We realized they were both really good sheep, both legal. One was a bruiser, a really good ram. We had to put a plan together, try and stay out of sight, get within gun range of them, which for us, anywhere under right around 400 yards is about where we were comfortable shooting. So we took off after them. And by the time that we had snuck around into our spot that we thought this would be a good perch to take a shot at them, by the time we got to them, they had disappeared. We found out very soon after that, after we kind of scratched our head and we're like, man, where did these sheep go? We looked down in the valley and there was a big grizzly bear. So we figured this big grizzly had spooked him out of there. Consequently, in order to try and find the sheep, we were going to have to go down past this grizzly bear. My brother had a grizzly bear tag, and we contemplated maybe just shooting the grizzly bear and being satisfied with that, but it didn't take long to make the decision that, you know, we came here for a sheep. Let's just take our time and spend it pursuing these sheep.
Tomorrow, we wrap up this adventure and find out how the brothers made out. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.